we started talking about the sugya of bathing and washing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Of course, to warm up water on Shabbos to bathe is an Isser Daraisa. It's an Isser of Bishul. Might even be Havara if you have to light the fire. No question that that's going to be Asa. It's Asa to warm up the water, and it will be Asa to bathe with the water. That would be a problem of Maisa Shabbos. Obviously, it depends if it's done Bemezid, Beshogig, etc., to determine who exactly would be able to use the water and who would not be able to use that water. The Gemara and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis is Mechadesh that even if the water is warmed up Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, one still is not allowed to bathe Kol Gufo, to wash his entire body in that water. That's the Gzeira that the Gemara then explains on Daf Mem. The Chachamim were concerned that since the Balonim, the bathhouse attendants, would warm up the water, they'd boil up water on Shabbos, and they claimed that they did it Erev Shabbos. They tried to trick us, right? So the Chacham made a gzera that even if the water is warmed Erev Shabbos, one is not allowed to use that water to bathe himself on Shabbos. But that only applies to Rechitzas Kol Gufa, to wash the entire guf. That's what happened in the Merchatzalos, in the bathhouses. They went into the water to wash their entire guf. But to wash Miktzas Gufa, what the Gemara calls Panav Yodav Viraglov, that is permissible on Shabbos with water that was warmed Erev Shabbos. Because that's not similar to a merchat, so therefore the gzeira of the balonim was not set for that water. What's the deal when it comes to Yom Tov? So we know that Yom Tov is different than Shabbos, right? There's a heter to do melacha for ochel nefesh. What's more, some hold that mitoch shehutra letzorach lechinami shelo letzorach. If letzorach ochel nefesh is mutter to do melacha, then it's mutter to do melacha for any tzorach hayom. So presumably to do melacha in order to bathe oneself should be a tzorach hayom, it should be permissible. So we find an interesting machlokas beisham beisila. This is the Mishnah in Beitza that the Gemara here in Shabbos on Lamed Tes and Beis quotes. Beishamay Omrim, this is the third to last in line. Beishamay Omrim, lo yachem adam chamin l'ragla ve'elim ken ru'uyin l'shtiyah. Shammai says you're not allowed to warm water on Yom Tov to wash your feet, miktas gufo, unless it's roy l'shtiyah, unless you can use that water for drinking. Beisil matirin, beisil lamatir. So what is Shitas Beishamai? What is Shitas Beisila? So we discussed this at great length on Thursday. Beishamai, first of all, there's a machlokas Rishonim. What do Beishamai mean? There is the Yesh Mefarshim that the Chidush HaRan quotes. The Beishamai is to be taken literally, that if the water is roy l'shtia, if there's the potential that you could use the water for drinking, so then you can use it even for rechitzas miktzas gufo. What's the idea of roy l'shtia? Why should it matter whether it's roy l'shtia or not? So we explain that according to this interpretation, Beishamai hold that there's a concept of hoil, hoil v'imekloi le'orchim chazilei hashna mechazilei, meaning as long as you have a potential tzorach hayom, even if right now you're not doing it for a tzorach hayom, melach is going to be mutter. So it's the same thing. If it's roy l'shtia, if it's roy to be used for a tzorach hayom, so then it's mutter to use it even for washing. If there's a potential ochel nefesh in the future, potential shtia that you can do, so then you could even use it for a tzorach of rechitza. That's one approach. Rav Rishonim disagree. Rav Rishonim say that Beishamai hold that it has to be a situation where you warmed up the water for shtiyah mamish, not that it's roy l'shtiyah. Beishamai deny hoil. We know that Beishamai deny mitoch. So if they deny mitoch, some Rishonim haloshen that kol shkein they deny hoil as well. So if they deny mitoch and they deny hoil, so how can you warm up the water for washing? Must be that you're really warming up the water for shtia. You're warming it up for ochel nefesh, for shtia. It's just, you can use it. You can even be marbe b'shiurim, says Taisus b'shem deri. But even leaving that approach out, maybe if you warm it up for drinking, then you could use leftover water for washing as well. Because Beishamai deny mitoch, they deny hoil. So if you're not warming it up for actual shesia, so then it's going to be also to use for a different purpose. So it must be that you're warming it up for drinking, and then you can use leftover water from the drinking for washing as well. Or you can be marbe b'shirim, you can add a little bit for the rechitza as well. What do Beis Hillel hold? Beis Hillel hold of mitoch. Beis Hillel hold of mitoch. They say mitoch shu'utru l'tzorach ha'chinami shu'ul l'tzorach. If l'tzorach ochel nefesh is mutter to do malach on Yom Tov, then for any other tzorach it should be mutter as well. So rechitza is another tzorach. One can even go so far as to say, some Rishonim do, that rechitza is a hanoas haguf. Hanoas haguf is included within ochel nefesh. Either way you slice it, Beis Hillel holds that this is included within ochel nefesh, either based on mitoch or it's straight ochel nefesh. So therefore, it's mutter to warm up the water, even if you're not using it for shesia. You're not using it for drinking. You're using it only for rechitza. But that's permissible because it's a tzorech that one is allowed to do malacha for on Yom Tov. That's Beis Hillel Sheet. What's interesting, though, is that even Beis Hillel hold that it's usur to warm up water on Yom Tov to wash one's entire body. It's only mutter to warm up the water on Yom Tov to wash part of the body. Raglav, they said. It's not dafka raglav, panav and yadav as well. Miktas gufa. So only for miktas gufa is mutter to warm up the water on Yom Tov. But for kol gufa, that's also to warm up the water, even according to Beis Hillel. The question is why? For ochel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov if Beis Hillel hold of mitoch, so even to wash one's entire body, that is a tzarech hayom. So if it's a tzarech hayom, why should it be usur to do that on Yom Tov? Why should it be usur to do malacha for that tzarech to wash the entire body? That's the problem within Shitas Beis Hillel. They're matir to warm water on Yom Tov directly to wash part of the body, but they still ask their warming water to wash the whole body. Why? It's also a tzarech, so why should that be usur? That's a major machlokas that the Rishonim have over here. Taisus writes, you know why it's usur? It's usur because it's not shove l'chol nefesh. It's not a common need that most people would have. Let's see Tosis together. Basil matirin, mashva davka l'raglav, aval etzorach kol gufo lo. Etzorach kol gufo, rechitzas kol gufo. It's usur to warm up the water on Yom Tov. Chay mashva v'kula shmaitin, says Tosis, d'machmirin b'chamesh uchimu b'yom tov, k'chamesh uchimu b'shabbos. V'machmir f'chamesh uchimu b'yom tov, just like Shabbos. Yom Tov and Shabbos are no different. Even though some of the lamates malachas are takamuta on Yom Tov, but it doesn't matter. For rechitzas kol gufo, one is not allowed to warm up the water. Continues Tosas v'gozru al azeh b'yom tov k'mo b'shabbos. Initially, as we described, the Braisa on Daf Mem says the Chazal initially were gozru on rechitza. They were matir zeya, going for the shvitz. Then they were gozru on zeya as well. The whole hishtalshalus in the gzera. Chazal will gozer on Zeya b'Yom Tov as well, not just b'Shabbos. We said, even though the Braisa seems to split Yom Tov and Shabbos, but it really comes together. Taisus explains that it's really the same. There are certain reasons why the Braisa mentioned Yom Tov regarding one thing and Shabbos regarding another, but it's b'chod amachta machtin. So ask Taisus, why should it be usur to warm up water to wash one's entire body on Yom Tov? For Omeri b'shem Riva, Jesus comes around to say the rechitza ena ella l'tainuk. Rechitza is a tainuk v'asura kemo mugmar. It's also like putting incense onto fire to make a nice smell on Yom Tov. The also prepare kamed ksubis mishum dein shav l'chol nefesh. Mugmar is not shav l'chol nefesh. It's not a common need. It's something mefunokim, fastidious people, wealthy people. They like that kind of thing, but regular people they don't really like it. They don't like it, as the Gemara explains in ksubis. Even if you would give them the opportunity to do mukmar, most people would just don't go for that thing. If you grow up with it, so then you have a taste for it. But most regular people, they wouldn't even enjoy it. It's not shavu l'chol nefesh. It's not something that they would enjoy. It's just a tainug ba'alma for those who are used to it, wealthy people. So that's not shavu l'chol nefesh. It's not mutar on Yom Tov. So according to Tosfos, Beis Hillel would ask, is that an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan to warm up water on Yom Tov? To wash one's entire body. Is that an issur d'oraisa or is that only an issur d'rabban? What's the answer? D'oraisa. Right? There's no heter to do malacha. It's not shav l'chol nefesh. That's an issur d'oraisa according to Tosfos. Not just the gzera d'rabban. That's an issur d'oraisa. Mugmar. Yeah, what's the mocker of mugmar? What's this case of mugmar that Tosfos quotes? That's a Mishnah in Beitzah. Mishnah in Beitzah and Avchav Beitzah Mabez writes that Rabbi Gamliel had three kulis. Rabbi Gamliel was mekel. One of the things he was mekel about was menichan es hamugmar b'yom tov. You can put the mugmar on. B'chachamim osim, but b'chachamim asid. B'chachamim asid. Why did the chachamim asid this? There were three things, but this was the middle case. Why did the chachamim asid this? The Rashi explains. The lav tzorech kol nefeshu u'b'mugmar. It's not shav l'chol nefesh. It's not a tzorach kol nefesh. U'mehay tam asun lebiksubis per kama asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh dover hashav l'chol nefesh. Pasuk uses a lashon l'chol nefesh, comes to tell me that dafka something that shav l'chol nefesh is mutar on Yom Tov. Ochel nefesh, that's not shav l'chol nefesh. If it's not common and not a common need. Not a necessity. It doesn't have to be a necessity necessarily. It's not a common need. Most people would not be would not need this kind of thing. That's not ochel nefesh that's going to be mutar on ya, because it's not lechol nefesh, not shav lechol nefesh. And there's a famous Karban Nesanel in Beitza. The Karban Nesanel says that based on this idea that ochel nefesh is mutar on yamtif only if it's shav lechol nefesh, he says, also lishtos titun biyamtif. It's also to drink titun. You know what titun is? I think you do. Also lishtos titun, that means to smoke. That's just the way they said it. Apparently they thought that you were drinking something when you smoked. So up to Karban Nesanel, he thinks it's also to smoke on yamtif, even for those people who smoke normally. Because it's not shav lechol nefesh. Not everyone smokes. Not everyone smokes. So to light a cigarette, a cigar, whatever, a pipe, on Yom Tov, even though someone who smokes would say it's a tainog, he certainly enjoys it. But since it's not shav lechol nefesh, that should be awesome. There's a famous comment that the Pnei Yoshua on our sugya on Shabbos says he disagrees with the Karban Nesanel. He says, look, I know that the Mishnah in Beitza says that the Chachamim Asad Mugmar, and why, explains Rashi, based on the Gemara Ksubas, it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But Pnei Yoshua, I think smoking should be Mutar on Yom Tov. It's Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Why is it Shavu L'chol Nefesh? Well, how do you define Shavu L'chol Nefesh? So one way to define it is to say, if it's a necessity, most people need it, and it's an enjoyment that most people would have, it's not special for the Mufunakim, for the wealthy people. But the other way to define Shav L'chol Nefesh, Tosfos, our Tosfos, quotes a Ri, when he continues, he talks about Rechitza and Zeya, Mashma B'Yerushalmi, the Hainu time of the Rechitza. Rechitza's Kol Gufo, he says, not Shav L'chol Nefesh, Aval Zeya Shavei L'chol Nefesh, De'ena Tainug Elo Lebrius. Says the Ri, you think Zeya is permissible? You could warm up water for Zeya to go for the Shvitz on Yom Tov? That's Shav L'chol Nefesh? Shav L'chol Nefesh. Most people do a Shvitz on Yom Tov? Most people do a Shvitz on a typical day? I don't know. So Zaktai says, yeah, it's not a Tainug, it's for Brius, it's for health. So it's not for your enjoyment, it's for your health. They felt that the Shvitz was important for their health. Dr. Pnei Yeshua, smoking is for the health. What does it help? Digestion. That's what they thought. They thought that after a good, not the Cholet, that's on Shabbos, after, I don't know, a Monday night Cholet, you have a good smoke. A good smoke, and that helps you digest the food that you eat. So the Pnei Yeshua, he thinks it should be mutter. That's Shav L'chol Nefesh, even if some people don't smoke, but for the people who do smoke, it's not just the time, it's for brios, it's for health. So if it's for health purposes, then that should be mutter. That should be a tzarf, that's mutter on yom. So of course the Pais can point out that now that we know that it's not healthy to smoke, so the stomach should be also to smoke. There are those who would say that maybe it's also to smoke the whole year. But even for those who might feel that for some reason there's a head to the smoke, not on Yom Tov, there are many poskim who say, but on Yom Tov it should be awesome. Look, people don't smoke on Shabbos. So if they don't smoke on Shabbos, they can hold themselves back. But it could be Medina, you might have to hold yourself back. Ah, Mitoich. Maybe this is not eating and drinking, but it's still a tzarech hayom. It's a tzarech for this individual. The answer is, it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So it's not Shav L'chol Nefesh, it's not a tzarech, that's mutar on Yom. And don't tell me it's not just a tainug, it's for brios. It's not for brios, it's not for health, b'zman hazeh. So many, many poskim assume that even for those who smoke normally, and they probably shouldn't be doing that, but even for those who smoke normally, it might be osur to smoke on Yom. Could be an issa d'araisa to smoke on Yom, because it's not Shav L'chol Nefesh, so there's no hetter. There's no hetter. That's Tosfos Shita. Questions? The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, not that smoking is mutar. The Rambam disagrees about why is it usa to warm up water on Yom Tov to wash one's entire body. Rechitzas kol haguf. Why is it usa? Is it an issa d'araisa? Is that the Rambam name? It's just a gzeira d'rabban. What gzeira? Who gzeira? What's the issa d'rabban according to the Rambam? What's the answer? Gzeira smercha. Same gzeira that we were talking about on Shabbos. Right? He said, even if the water is warm before Shabbos, it's usa to be rochet kol guf on Shabbos, says the Rambam, that's why it's usa to warm the water, even on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a heter ochel nefesh, says the Rambam, and there's a din of mitoch, says the Rambam, it doesn't matter, but there's a special gzera de rabbonim. Chamin chamin b'yom tov rochet zbeim ponav yotov v'raglov, avo kol guf o usa, says the Rambam, mishum gzera smercha. Gzeres merchat, it applies to Yom Tov as well, not just to chamin that were huchamu be'erev Shabbos, but to warm water on Yom Tov is also us because of gzeres merchat. Interesting. So the Rambam doesn't say that it's an issur deraisa. What happened to shavu l'chol nefesh? Doesn't mention shavu l'chol nefesh. What's more, what's even more fascinating is that the Rambam talks about mugma. Right? The rule of shavu l'chol nefesh. The source of Shavu L'chol Nefesh is the din of Mugma. So what does the Rambam say about Mugma? What does he say about Mugma? So the Rambam has the halach of Mugma, but what does he say? This is in Hilchas Yom Tov, Perek Dalev, halach of Av. The other Rambam was in Perek Aleph, halach of Tezayin, of Hilchas Yom. And later, in Perek Dalev, the Rambam says like this in halach of Av. Ein ma'ashnin b'ktores v'yom tov. You can't smoke with the incense to make a nice smell with the besamim, you put it on the fire. Why can't you do that? So if you were to ask me, I'd say, because it's a havara shalola tzarech. Shalola tzarech. But it's a tzarech hayom. No, but it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, so therefore it's not mutar on yom. But that's what I would have said. Not what the Rambam says. Ein ma'ashnim b'ktores b'yom tov mipnei shu mechabe. Because when you throw the incense on top of the fire, it puts out the fire. It's mechabe. It's not that it's a havarish, it's a havara that's not shavu l'chol nefesh. It's not that the burning itself is not shavu l'chol nefesh. It's that the kibui is not for your hanoah. You're not getting hanoah from the kibui. You're getting hanoah from the havara, right? From the burning of the incense. That havara, at first glance you'd say, it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. That's why it's awesome. Says the Rambam, no. That's not the reason. It's because you're mechabe. And you're not deriving hanoah from the kibui. You're only deriving hanoah from the havara. The havara, according to the Rambam, you get the impression, would have been mutter, even though it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Comes around and says, no, it's only also because of the kibui. What's going on? The Rambam doesn't say anything about Shavu l'chol nefesh, why not? So, Yarcha Shulchan, maybe the two Rambams can be answered with each other. You can reconcile one with the other. Kusha achat mitureses b'chavata. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about Shavu l'chol nefesh by Mubar because he denied the whole thing. He doesn't hold like that Gemara and Ksubis. Ask him against the Gemara and Ksubis. The Rambam holds it doesn't have to be Shavu l'chol nefesh. Maybe there is no requirement of Shavu l'chol nefesh. That's why he left it from the Mishnah Torah. And that could be why the Rambam felt the necessity to the Chadesh and Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin. And why can't you warm up water according to Beis Hillel to be Rochetz Kol Gufo? It's not Minat Torah, it's Midirabbanan, it's Gzeras Merchatz. Minat Torah, it's Mutter. It's not Shavu l'chol nefesh. Asma. The Rambam perhaps doesn't learn. The Rambam doesn't require the tenai of shavu l'chol nefesh in order to be matir malacha on Yom Tov. And that's why he interpreted mugmer differently. He said the issa is not because it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, but rather because it's mecha. That's how the Orach HaShulchan learns the Rambam in Simen Tov Tzadi Hei Sif Yutes. But the Rambam denies shavu l'chol nefesh, and that's why he had to come on to Gzeiras Merchatz in order to explain why Beis Hillel would say that you can't warm the water to do rechitzas kol gufa. Yes, no. Okay. Is that mutter? Is the psik reshet lo nichalai mutter? The question is, the Ram passed him like the Aruch?
That's why there's Marcin. That's what he's saying. Marcin's also because it's an Issa Derabanan. Right.
Again, what's an Issa Derabanan? You're talking about Mugmar, you're talking about Rechim. Mugmar. No, but if that's how you get the hanoah, so then if you don't need shavu l'chol nefesh, and that should be mutter. It should be mutter to be mechabe for the purpose of the mugma. I think it's the burning that creates the smell, not the smoke. Smoke just the... No? It's not the smoke. The smoke? I don't know, I'm not a physicist. What do you say? Is it the kibbuy or is it havar? Is it the burning or is it the putting out of the fire? What?
You're actively putting it out.
I'm sorry?
You're actively putting it out. Is it psik resh or is you put it out?
I think if you put the incense on top of the fire, it's going to put out the fire. A little bit. It's going to smoke. That's how it smokes up, right?
It's not psik resh.
Not a psik resh. What, if you could do a petit pendakin, you do a petit pendakas? It's not a psik resha that if you put a little bit of incense on, it's gonna.
You're actively putting it out. It's not like.
It's not. It's not just a psik resha. It's a maisa kibui.
Why are you putting it out?
You're putting it out because you want the fire to burn the incense. But if you throw the incense on top of the fire, willy nilly, the fire is going to go out.
Burning anything that you're putting on a fire, putting it out a little bit. If it's just putting it on, why don't we just say every time that you burn something that's mechada, that's what you're over on?
No. No, if you burn something, what are you burning it for?
Yeah, whatever, but I thought we were saying that putting the incense on is putting out the fire.
Because there is a fire that's burning, and you're going to be mechaber that fire. For what purpose are you being mechaber that fire? If you're lighting, you're lighting further wood to cook a beautiful, cook a nice cholent on Yom Tov. So yeah, you are, I'm not sure if I recall it, putting out the fire. What, it's kibui of the fire?
The initial fire and then habar of the next piece of wood.
Just 1 second. You're mechaba a fire if you light something from that fire?
I mean, that's what we seem to do.
Is that true?
You're not burning the incense?
No, you're throwing the incense on top of the fire. By throwing the incense on top, it's causing the fire to go out. But if you light further wood with the fire, that's not causing it to go out. I don't think so. No? I think so. You can add to the fire. You're not supposed to be mechaba the fire, but you can add to the fire. You can be mechaber if it's to preserve the food, and you can be mavir if it's to cook the food. But just to throw the incense on to put out the fire, maybe that taka is a maisa biyadayim. Is that just a psik reisha, or is that a mamish a maisa biyadayim? That sounds like a psik reisha. You're putting it on to burn it. It happens to be that you'll be mechaber the fire at the same time. It's like you're changing location of the bench, but you're going to make a chritz when you drag the bench. It's really two things happening simultaneously. Right? So it could be a psik reisha, but the fact that it's a psik reisha lo nichale, it's not going to make it mutter. It's still going to be us. So that's why the Rambam says that it's going to be us. What's an afkamina between Tosis and the Rambam? Whether we assume, according to Beis Hillel, to warm up water on Yom Tov to do rechitzas kol gufo is an issa derais or only an issa derabanan? There are several issues that the post can point out that might hinge on this question. First of all, chola. Is it mutter to warm up water on Yom Tov to wash a chola she'ein bo sakana? If it's a chola she'ein bo sakana, all bets are off. But let's say it's only a chola she'ein bo sakana. It's not absolutely necessary for him. He won't be the sakana. But it's beneficial for him. And we know that Chazal will make it for certain dinim d'rabbanan, the machom achol shein bo sakon. What's the din? Should it be mutter to warm up water on Yom Tov for achol shein bo sakon to enable him to do rechitzas kol gufo? So you can plug it in. If it's an issa d'araisa, there's no heter for achol shein bo sakon. You learn like Tosis that it's also in a Torah because it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. So then there's no heter, even for achol shein bo sakon. We're not going to be mad to assume d'araisa. If you don't like the Rambam, that the whole gzeres, that the whole issue is just the gzeres mercha, it's the gzeres rabbanon, so then there might be room to say that for a chol shein bo sakana we could be making it. It's only a gzeres rabbanon to begin with. Who says this? Who? Shaar Tzion. Who said that? Good. Simon. Shkoich. Right? The Shaar Tzion says this. The Shaar Tzion in Simon Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkon Yud, says, "Avalo kol gufo perish lachim mayim kidei rechitzas kol gufo." The rechitzas kol gufo udaver shein shav l'chol nefesh. Who's he quoting? Tosfos says the Shaar Tzion in Tzivkon Tes Ushitas at Tosfos. They bring a ride from the Yerushalmi, etc. Das Aramim the Humid Rabbanon says the Shaar Tzion v'nafkamina she'osel at Tosfos lachim afilu l'tzorach chol shem basakon. The first nafkamin is chola. If you hold it's an issa daraisa, then even for chola shein bo sakana, there's no room to be made. If you hold it's only gzeira derabanan, so then for chola shein bo sakana, we might be willing to be made. That's one very important nafkamin between Tosis and the Rambam. What's another issue that might hinge on this question? So we're trying to fill in all the boxes that we have. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. So we filled in a lot of these boxes. To warm up water for Rechitza on Shabbos, clearly it's in the Siddur Reis, it's Bishul B'Shabbos, no question, it's awesome. You wouldn't be able to use that water. To warm up water Erev Shabbos in order to bathe on Shabbos, so we said, to bathe Rechitza as Mitzas Gufo, that's permissible. Right? It would be permissible to wash Mitzas Gufo on Shabbos with that water. to wash kol gufo. That's a gzera d'rabbanan. We're afraid that the balonim are going to warm up the water on Shabbos and tell us that they warmed it up from before Shabbos. So Chazal will go there on that. Fine. How about warming water up on Yom Tov? So we said, according to Beis Hillel, the Paskin like Beis Hillel, let's focus on Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov to wash what? Part of the body, but not the whole body. And that's Machlokas Tosis in the Rambam, whether that's an Issa d'Oraisa, it's only a gzera d'rabbanan. There's one final box to fill in. What's the din? Let's say the water was warmed up from before Yom Tov. Am I allowed to use that water to wash what? So to wash part of my body, that's certainly going to be mutter. If water that's warmed up Erev Shabbos, one is allowed to use on Shabbos to wash part of the body, so certainly Yom Tov. What's the din, though? Are you allowed to use water that's warmed up from before Yom Tov to wash kol gufo? Rechitzas kol gufo b'Yom Tov with water that was warmed up Erev Yom Tov. What's the din? So the Ran, right here in the sugya, the Ran quotes Machlokas Rishonim about that issue. This is on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis and Daf Yaris. The riff. The riff was matir that you can use water that it was huchamu be'erev yomtiv in order to wash even kol gufo be'yomtiv. Chutz l'merchatz, he says, b'merchatz is going to be awesome. Okay, chutz l'merchatz, it's mutter. V'nirali, says the Ran, the Svir Lahu, the Rif, and this Gaon, what do they hold? They hold l'hochem chamin b'yomtev. No, just one second. No, yeah. V'nirali, the Svir Lahu, l'hochem chamin b'yomtev, l'rechitz chalagov, midaraisa shari. Minat Torah, one is allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov for a chitzas kalaguf. The imid araisa osir ki heicha de gazvin on erev Shabbos hatu Shabbos ligzami erev Yom Tov hatu Yom Tov. It should be the zel bezach. If we go there erev Shabbos hatu Shabbos, we should be go there erev Yom Tov hatu Yom Tov. To behold minat Torah, it's osir to warm up water for a chitzas kalaguf on Yom Tov. It should be osir to use water that was warmed up erev Yom Tov for a chitzas kalaguf on Yom Tov. Elavada kida amran. Says the Ran, it must be that Rechitzas Kalaguf is only Aser Midrabanan on Yom Tov. So therefore, if it's warmed up from before Yom Tov, since warming up on before Yom Tov could only be Aser because of a Gzeira, that Bechlau would only be a Gzeira. Warming on Yom Tov for Rechitzas Kalaguf, that's also only a Gzeira. That's also only a Gzeira. Yom Tov Atu Shabbos, right? It's also only a Gzeira. Erev Yom Tov is a Gzeira Atu Yom Tov. That's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. We don't make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So therefore, Chazal weren't goes there. Erev Yom Tov Atu Yom Tov. Says the Ran. Mishimachi mistabrali shaladivrei rebosenu baliatosvis sha'omrim d'lachim chamin b'yabdav l'erechitz chalagov midaraisa osar. Chamin shuchim erev Yom Tov nami osar l'chatz ben kol gufo. Gzeira erev Yom Tov Atu Yom Tov. But according to the Bali Taisis, if it's osar min ha-Torah to be mechamim chamin l'erechitzas kol aguf on Yom Tov, so then Erev Yom Tov is no different. It should be Osir. It's not Minat Torah, it's Midrabanan. It's the Gzeira to Yom Tov. If you hold that to warm up water for Rechitzas Kalagov on Yom Tov is only a Gzeira to Rabbanan to begin with, so we're not going to go there. Erev Yom Tov to Yom Tov. But if it's an Issa Daraisa on Yom Tov to warm up for Rechitzas Kalagov, so then Avada, Chazal going to be goes there. Erev Yom Tov to Yom Tov, just like there goes there. Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. Okay, so this is the final box in the checklist, right? The final box in the chart that you have to fill in. Erev Yom Tov, can you warm up water? Erev Yom Tov, to be rochitz behind kol gufo b'yom tov. So even according to Beis Hillel, who say that it's osir to do so on Yom Tov, but the question is that an issur d'oraisa or is that an issur d'rabbanan? If it's d'oraisa, so then Erev Yom Tov is going to be osir midrabbanan, it'll be gzeira. But if it's only midrabbanan on Yom Tov itself, then Erev Yom Tov is going to be hetogamer because we don't make gzeira l'gzeira. Okay. There's one final nafkamina between Tosis and the Rambam that the post can talk about. What's that? Bizman Azeh. Bizman Azeh, two things change. Would one be allowed to warm up water for a chitas kol haguf even on Yom Tov itself? So if you learn like Tosis, the strict reading of Tosis, if it's an issa deraisa to bathe kol haguf on Yom Tov because it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, someone has suggested that bizman azeh is shavu l'chol nefesh. People shower every day. It's shavu l'chol nefesh to bathe every day. So the shavu l'chol nefesh, it should hetar gam to wash kol haguf, warm up water for a chitas kol haguf on Yom Tov itself. According to Tosis. Someone has said, the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chosa quotes a Chazon Yecheskel, wants to say that maybe it has to be Shav L'chol Nefesh B'chol Yom. It's not enough that it's Shav L'chol Nefesh, people bathe frequently. It has to be Kol Yom. But some say, the Taka, it really is Kol Yom. Shav L'chol Nefesh, even Kol Yom. There were times, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago, maybe some people washed, you know, they took a shower every other day. Now the Mamash are people, I would say many people shower every single day. So some could say that it's Mamash Shav L'chol Nefesh every day. So according to Taisis, if the whole problem is that it's not Shav L'chol Nefesh, it should be Heter Gama, which should be allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov, to do Rechitzas Kol Haguf on Yom Tov, take a shower on Yom Tov. What's the problem with showering? That when you take water, take hot water out of the faucet, it's going to force other water into the boiler. It's going to force other water into the boiler. So that whole system, right? You're being Mevashel Mayim, you're cooking water. Even if you're not going to get that water, but you're cooking water in order to be roche, it's kol haguf. But according to Tosis, if shav l'chol nefesh, if it is shav l'chol nefesh bizman hazeh, maybe it should be heter gam. If you learn like the Rambam, it's not so poshut at all. If there's a gzeiras merchas that we're afraid that the balanim are going to warm up the water, then we're not afraid of Yom Tov. There's no issa to warm up on Yom Tov, maybe. But because the Yom Tov hotu Shabbos, maybe that's part of the gzeirah. Part of the gzeirah is Yom Tov hotu Shabbos. So since we're afraid that the Balanim are going to warm up the water on Shabbos, so then Chazal perhaps will go there even on Yom Tov. Chazal will go there even on Yom Tov, not to use water that was warmed up, right? Not to be rochet kol haguf on Yom Tov, because we're afraid that people might come to do that on Shabbos. And that could be an issa that'll get the Balanim to warm up the water on Shabbos. So if you learn like Tosis, then even bizman hazeh, it's shav l'chol nefesh, it doesn't matter, there's a gzeirah to Shabbos. Even if it's shav l'chol nefesh, it's still in the Sidra Abonin to bathe on Yom Tov, right? To be rochets kol haguf on Yom Tov. Hanav yadav araglav, part of the guf, that you can do. But to be rochets kol haguf, that would be aser. And as the Shulchan Aruch paskins, even ever, even as long as you rochets kol haguf, even if you do it one limb after the other, that should be prohibited as well. If you do only part of the guf, that's one thing. But doing the whole guf, limb by limb, that should be prohibited. So that lechora should be a nafkamina between Tosis and the Rambam. If you hold that rechitzas kol haguf on Yom Tov is also because not shav l'chol nefesh, then maybe bizman hazeh we should say it is shav l'chol nefesh and it should be mutter. But according to the Rambam, if it's also because of gzeras merchatz, so that gzeras merchatz yom tov to shabbos, that gzeras merchatz lechora should apply even bizman hazeh. See.
Why Tosis is concerned about the
So some point out that it could be that even Tosis would be concerned bizman hazeh. It's not just the Rambam. It's not like if you're a Tosis man, so then everything is heter gamur. Tosis doesn't quote the Gzeirah d'Rabbanan because they don't need to quote it. They say it's an issa d'oraisa. So it could be that Tosis is not going to be any more makil than the Rambam would bizman hazeh. Of course, you could say that said that maybe that Gzeirah smerchatz according to Tosis doesn't apply from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Maybe they will only go there on Shabbos, but not Yom Tov to Shabbos. I'm not sure. Pasha Pshat is that it's one gzeir, that it makes sense to be gozer from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Yes?
But isn't it limited to a base of merchatz as opposed to like a base
of Moshe says there. Okay, so the post can talk about, yeah, we're going to get to that in just a moment. Okay? Just 1 second. So this is the basic nafkamina, right? These are the basic nafkamina, and the last one probably is the most famous. Chol is very important, right? Erev Yom Tov. Okay, I guess warming water Erev Yom Tov for use on Yom Tov, that's also relevant. But this is the most relevant, whether Bizman Azeh, Rechitzas Kol Haguf on Yom Tov is prohibited or not. Yeah. And it could be that even Tosis, as Tzvi points out, even Tosis might subscribe to the Rambam Shita. They might agree that you should make the Gzeres Merchatz of Yom Tov Otu Shabbos. They're just saying you don't need it. It's awesome in the Torah anyway, because it's not Shabbat L'chol Nefesh. So is there any room for Kula? Any room for Kula? So one Kula that some of the poskim mention is what Kiddi said. It's Rav Moshe's Kula. In Simen Ayin Hei, Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin Hei. Rav Moshe wants to say that maybe the Gzeres Merchatzos was not said in a private shower. Chazal made the Gzeres in the Merchatz. That's where the Balonim were. The Balonim are not in your private shower, not warming up your private shower. That would be nice, but no. Not there. So maybe the whole Gzeres was not said there. Chazal only made the Gzeres in the common circumstance of the Merchatz. Okay. But Kenzach Dingin, you know, you can disagree. It's a svar. It's not clear where the Gzeres, but that's one possibility. And maybe there's room to be mekel to bathe in a shower because the Gzeres Merchatz was not said. But there's another very important issue that the poskim point out, and that is, what type of water are we talking about? When was the Gzeres Merchatz made? The Gzeres Merchatz was made with hot water, right? How hot is hot? What does chamin mean? What does chamin mean? How can you define chamin? Obviously, it doesn't mean boiling. No one's going to bathe in boiling water. That's not what we're talking about. Right? Could be yatzo lesbo. It could be even not yatzo lesbo. It could be posher. Maybe lukewarm water. Lukewarm water also takes heating. Takes balonin. You have to heat the water. It's at room temperature, and then you're going to heat it up to lukewarm. Even if it's not yatzo lesbo, it does take some kind of a heating. Where was the gzeres mechatzal said? Was it said about any mayim chamin? Any warm water? Or was it said? Or was it said dafka by water that's more than potion, water that people would bathe in, that's perhaps more than lukewarm water? This is a major machlokas in the poskim. When I say major, I mean major. This is back and forth in the poskim. Why did the poskim discuss this? There's a whole shaila that came up. Can people go to the mikveh on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Now we're talking about not only people who are going to the mikveh for tefillas keri, but we're talking about women going to the mikveh. Neither can she go to the mikveh Shabbos night, Yom Tov night. Right? Does she have to go to the mikveh in freezing cold water, or can she bathe in warm water? Can she go to the mikveh warm? Very, very important shaila. So the poskim are all back and forth about this. Some say letzarech mitzvah is mutter if it's only nesed rabbanan. Letzarech mitzvah is mutter. There are different solutions that the poskim have for this issue. So one of the points that the poskim discuss is, well, just a second, if the Gzeres Merchatz is only said on hot water, so maybe potion, maybe lukewarm water is not hot enough. Maybe it's not hot enough to be included with the next Gzeres. Maybe it's not hot enough to be included in the next Gzeres. So, the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume that Gzeres is said even for lukewarm water. It's the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Chavav, Sikot in Zayim, Sikot in Yud Zayim. And he quotes a Beis Meir. This is known as the Beis Meir's famous Shita. The Beis Meir, I gave you the Beis Meir to see. The Beis Meir is very strong about this. The Beis Meir quotes a Chacham Tzvi. Ayin Chacham Tzvi mate behafoga sina samayim levad lo teschamim at shir sheyikari mayim chanim. Chacham Tzvi is mekel, that as long as it doesn't become very warm, doesn't become what people call hot water, and it's permissible even if it's not cold. Hafogas sina, you took out the chill, that's okay. Says the Beis Meir, I think he's wrong. I don't think it's correct, because he says, look at Tosis on Daf Mem Amud Beis. Tosis on Mem Amud Beis, he says, he thinks Tosis assumes that to wash even in Mayim Poshim should be prohibited. Why? What's Taisus? Taisus is going on the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Mischamim Adam Keneged HaMadura V'yotzi Mishtate Bitzonin U'vach Le'ishtate Bitzonin V'yischamim Keneged HaMadura Yipnei Shemav Shemayim She'olof. The Braisa says that a person can warm himself, warm his skin opposite the fire, and then he can throw cold water on himself. Right? Why is he warming his skin before the cold water? Because then the water will get warmer. Get warmer beforehand. Right? His skin is warm, and then he'll throw the cold water. Wow, it's going to feel even colder. But, okay. What are you not allowed to do? You can't rinse yourself. You can't be mishtate. Right? We talked about shtifa. can't rinse yourself with cold water and then be mischamim keneged hamedura, and then warm yourself opposite the medura. V'tnei mafshir mayim sha'olav. Mafshir, poshrin, hefshero. What's poshrin? Says Rashi, mechamim loshon poshrin. Lukewarm. You're going to make the water lukewarm, and that's the problem, says the Gemara. It's a problem to make the water lukewarm. So to warm yourself opposite the medura and then to go in the water, that's okay. But to put the water on yourself and then to be mischamim, that's a problem. What does that mean? So it says Taisvis, the kula shmaitin of masnis and gabi mechem shepino mashmid lahav shemayim lutzarach shtia mutter to have sheiron lo zehu bishula. Throughout the sugya, it's a whole long sugya. We're not going to get to it in great detail, but we'll see it quoted a little bit in the sugya of Klisheni, the Mara Mitzvah Hashem. Taisus assumes that the maskan of the Gemara is that hefshero lo zehu bishula, just warming up water, if it doesn't reach the shear of yatzoleres, well, that's mutter. What's the havim if it's not yatzoleres? Well, what's the havim? If you look at Rashi on that sugya, I didn't give it to you. It's in the next sugya. Rashi says, "Shaina hefshero," the second to last thin line. B'makom haroi lebishul. We're talking about in a place where it could reach yatzo lezbo. You're warming up the water. So the question is, was there gzera der abanan that hefshero should be considered like bishul as well? The Taisa says in the whole sugya it sounds like hefshero lozo bishul. It's not us. Hocha da surin. Taisa basically is asking Akasha, how can it be osur in this sugya? If hefshero is not bishul, so but neshem afshe mayim sheolav, who cares? Says Taisus, "V'shem the riva, it's because it's doma kerochetz v'mayim chamin. Looks like you're washing. It looks like you're bathing. Shituf, right? Shtifa is not like rechitza, but says Taisus, it looks like rechitza. So even if it's only with mayim poshim, you'll come to be mechamin gufo, right? Lirchotz kol gufo. So that's prohibited. That's prohibited. Comes the base mayor and says, what do you see from this Taisus? Connect the dots. What do you see from the Taisvis? The Isser of Rechitzas Kol Gufo is even with what? With what kind of a water? Mayim Poshim, right? Even with lukewarm water. That's what Taisvis says. No? No? The Farish Riva, the Dabba Kerochetz, Mayim Chamin, V'yav Lachim Chamin, Lirchotz Gufo. It sounds like it's also to do that, right? So it sounds like even by Mayim Poshim, we're talking about Mafshim Mayim Sholof, Mayim Poshim. Continues the base man, says, Ubeches Resh. What does Ubeches Resh mean? What's that abbreviation? Chidushi Rashba. Right? Someone help you on the side here. I wonder how. The Chidushi Rashba Shom Kosav, the Rashba quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, who says the same thing. Right? He says exactly what the base mayor, how the base mayor, excuse me, understood Taisus. We're not worried about the hefsher itself. Hefsher is not bishula. It's because you're rochets b'mayim poshrin. That's the issa. It sounds clear from the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rashba and Taisvis that rechitza even b'mayim poshrin, even lukewarm water, not terribly hot water, not yad so lettuce but water. That's also bechlal the gzeras rechitzas kol gufo and shanas. And says the base mayor, not only do I think it's Rishonim, I think Misvara, the Gzera should be said by Mayim Poshim. Why? What's the Svara? The Svara that we just said before. What's the whole problem? The whole Gzera is based on the fact that we're afraid that the Balonim are going to warm up the water, right? So do you have to warm up water to become Poshim? Do you have to warm up the cold water to make it Mayim Poshim? Of course. So what that it's not hot water? It's not Yatzo Lettuce Bowl. But you need Chimum Hamayim to reach the status of Mayim Poshim. So the Gzeres HaBalonim should apply to Mayim Poshim too. Why should I only apply it to Mayim Chamim more than Poshim? Let's even assume that people normally bathe in water more than Poshim. Poshim is lukewarm. What's lukewarm? Lukewarm, I don't know. 110, 100 degrees. Right? Lukewarm, maybe even 115, right? But it's not. It's not yet. So let us bow. 120, 130, 140, right? It's not, right? So people perhaps will bathe in hot water, not boiling water, but hot water, more than lukewarm water. I mean, you know, the water can be warm, and if everyone's taking a shower in the house before Shabbos, you know that after a while it's not freezing cold, but it's not that enjoyable hot shower. Normally, right? It's different. People normally bathe in hotter water, not in lukewarm water. But so what? Zok the base mayor. Who cares that people normally bathe in hotter water? But the fact is, you need to warm water in order to make it even lukewarm. So the same gzeres merchas, the gzeres habalonim, should apply even for mayim poshim. Comes the base mayor and says, I think that the gzeres should apply to mayim poshim as well, not just to mayim chamin, more than poshim. It applies even to mayim poshim as well. Because you see, it's mefurish. He says it's mefurish in the Rishon. It's mefurish in the Yesh Mefurish, in the Rashba, and Taisvis. Misvara also, it's compelling. Svara is compelling to say that the Gzeras Merchatzos applies even to Mayim Poshim. Right? Wrong. Come the other Achronim and say, Lav Dafka, who says the base mayor is right? How can you disagree with the base mayor? What do you think? The base mayor is a good rabbi from Taisus, no? David?
Isn't that how I think
that
it's refuted? I don't get it. The whole point of the Gzeras of Alanim was, you can't heat up water to get lukewarm before Shabbos. They wanted to get
heat up on Shabbos.
They wanted to get it to be very hot. So that's what meaning.
Okay, but maybe we should make a gzeira anytime that the water is heated.
But they could have done because they could have done it heated before Shabbos to get to lukewarm.
They could have heated it to any level, both to lukewarm or to boiling. They could do it to 212.
The gzeira is only to stop really hot water, though.
Why?
Because they could have done warm water before. They could have had water hot before Shabbos, and it would have been lukewarm by the time they needed it Friday night.
Okay.
So the gzeira should really only apply to really hot water.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Because the whole gzeira
is to stop the balanim from warming up water and saying, even if the water would be low, they wanted it hot.
They could have had lukewarm water on Shabbos without doing anything there.
They could have?
Yeah, because
water is not naturally lukewarm. You have to warm it up.
Before Shabbos, you could always warm it up and it'll be lukewarm on Shabbos.
Yeah, but they put new water into the bath. So if they don't warm it up at some point in time, it's not even going to be lukewarm.
For that night, I'm saying, which they warm up. You're saying with new water?
For the night, it could stay boiling also. I'm not sure I understand. If they boil it up from before Shabbos, it'll stay just as hot for a little bit of time also.
Right, so I'm saying that it should only apply to really.
Why? I don't understand. But you have to warm up water in order to make it lukewarm or to make it hot. So the gzeira should apply either way. The lashon of the base mayor is bevadei hachem istab benami. Achrei sheikar ha'isur haya mipnei habalanim sheischilu lachem b'shabbos v'amrim me'er shabbos v'chamu mali im huchamu mamish mali im rak huchamu kadei shetofik tinasam kol shenasa al yedei eish shayach gzeiras habalon. If you do it through fire, it should be us. Comes the Nodav Yehuda, says, I don't understand the base mayor's rav from Taisus. The medayik in the lashon of Taisus. What does he say? The farish rivah the doma kerochet zumayim chamin v'yavol ha'chem chamin lirchatz gufa. What's the key word here in Taisus? What's the key letter in Taisus? So after Nodav Yehuda, Taisus doesn't say the havi rochet b'mayim or the havi kerochet zumayim. The doma kerochet b'mayim chamin. It's like rochet. He doesn't say the doma kerochet zumayim poshim. It says doma kerochet zumayim chamin. Maybe for a carrot, maybe we should be medayik from Taisa. The dafka rochet zumayim chamin is awesome. This is like mishtateif keneged amadura, right? So it looks like he's being rochet zumayim chamin. V'yovo lahachem chamin lirchot gufo. There's a gzeira that you might come to warm the water. What rechitza b'mayim poshim is awesome? That's not what Taisa says. It says it's domek rochet zumayim chamin. Chazal were concerned. The real gzeira of rechitz is rechitz of mayim chamin, not of mayim poshim. Chazal were concerned that if they allow it to be mishtate, if opposite the medura, you might come to be mechamin chamin lirchotz gufo. Chamin, not poshim. Chamin. The lashon of Taisus is not that rechitz of mayim poshim is aser. It's rechitz of mayim chamin is aser. It's dome kerochitz of mayim chamin. This is similar to rochitz of mayim chamin. Not that rechitza in this mayim should be asa. Rechitza in this mayim would talk about mutter, perhaps. Rechitza of mayim chamin is asa. This is domek rochitza of mayim chamin. So Chazal didn't want you to do it. They added the gzeir. What's more, even the Yesh Mefarsh that the Rashba called. Okay, that's the sheet of the Yesh Mefarsh. But the Rashba quotes Rabbi Nutam earlier. The last sheet is the Yesh Mefarsh. Rabbi Nutam says earlier, Mibnei she'yeroi k'mafshem mayim sha'olov. Rabbi Nutam learns the iser. It looks like you're being mafshir the mayim. It looks like you're warming up the water on you. What does that mean? It looks like you're warming up the water. He seems to be saying that the problem is in the hefshir itself, not that there's a connection to rechitza. but it looks like you're being mavasha. You're not really being mavasha, but there's a gzera d'rabanan. It looks like you're being mavasha the water. It looks like you're being mafsha the mayim on you. It's not rechitza. It's not an issa rechitza. It's not that rechitza would be also the mayim posher. But if it looks like you're being mafsha the mayim on top of you, maybe that's also it's nirakim mavasha. Anuk Zayrix, Nirakim of Asha. Who says that that whole sugi has anything to do with this topic? Who says that from that sugi you can deduce that Rechitza, even if my poshim, is going to be awesome? That's the Nodeb Yehuda's point. I, the Svar of the Beis Meir says, any time that you require fire to warm up water, the Gzeres of Alanim should apply. So you could suggest that Svar is not necessarily so compelling. Maybe this is what David O had in mind. I'm not sure. I didn't quite understand what you were saying completely, but maybe this is what you had in mind. The gzeira is made not to wash b'mayim chamin. That's the gzeira. The gzeira is not to do like they did in the bathhouses. Okay, so even if you have to use heat to warm up the water to the level of lukewarm, the level of mayim poshim, but the fact is, you're being gozer ke'en merchatz, ke'en that they did in bathhouses. So if they wash in the bathhouses with hotter water, the gzeres merchatz is not going to be said by mayim poshim. It doesn't matter that you need fire to heat up the water to mayim poshim, to that level. The fact is, it's not dumya the merchatz. It's not dumya the merchatz. Maybe that gzeres shouldn't be said. It's a simple bechir that you can have to the Beis Meir svar. So the rise of the Beis Meir from the Rishonim are not necessarily compelling. The raya from Svara, it's not compelling either, necessarily. It can go both ways. The Beis Meir, the Mishnah Berurah, they both seem to say that the Magen Avraham also seems to say that the Gzeiras Merchatzos was said even by lukewarm water. On the other hand, you have the Chacham Tzvi that the Beis Meir quotes, the Noda Bihuda that the Shari Tshuva quoted. That's the Shari Tshuva in Shin Chavav. He quotes the Chacham Tzvi in Sifkot Nalef. Chacham Tzvi wanted to ask the women to be tovel b'chamin. Ouch! Right, so they can go to the mikveh, but they have to be tovel in cold water. He quotes that the Noda Bihuda wanted to say no. Tell the balonim to warm up the water erev Shabbos, so that it'll only be posher on Shabbos. If it's only lukewarm, the whole gzeiras merchatz doesn't apply. So the gzeiras merchatz doesn't apply. The women can go to the mikveh in warm water. It's not hot water. It's not water that you would want to bathe in. You'd want the water to be hotter. But so what? Then go to the mikveh in warm water. That's not going to be a problem. Cold water, that's much more difficult. But warm water should be okay. So that's the Noda Bihuda's kula, that they can go to the mikveh in warm water, because the whole Gzeiras Merchatzos was not said in warm water at all. So two issues so far. Was the Gzeiras Merchatzos said in a private shower? And secondly, was the Gzeres Merchatzos said for warm water? Maybe it was only said for hotter water than warm. It sounds good, right? It sounds like there might be room to be made a little bit. There might be negotiating room. There's one final problem. This is the kicker. The Magen Avraham quotes in the Chumash Hadeshen that there's an old minig not to be rochets kol gufo b'shavis even b'tzoni. An old minig. I mean, you know, we're talking about merchatz, balonim, warming up the water. Comes the Chumash Hadeshen and says, forget about warm water, cold water, by the river. Right? They used to wash by the river. There's an old minig not to do that. Old minig not to wash by the river. Not to be nichnas kol gufo into the mayim. What? Reb Meir?
He said that you
put the tzonim being on the tzonim. Mishtatef even b'tzonim, because they, no, but he's talking about Mishtatef b'tzonim. Yeah, but we don't talk like that. I'm not sure that's where it came from. I'm not sure. Kosav Maril, says the Magen Avraham. Yofin nogos hanashim shein tovlo shalob bezmana b'shabes. Mehaitam aminik poshin shalob lirchot b'tzonim. It's good. The women should not go to the mikveh if it's shalom bizmanim. They didn't go at the right time, exactly at the right time. For some reason, they couldn't go to the mikveh the right time. They had to delay for a day or two or whatever. They shouldn't go Friday night. What's the reason? Zok the Maril. It's a Chumash Hadeshen as well. Ken Kosav Chumash Hadeshen. The time of the Shaykh L'mikveh Mishim Schita Mishim Shinose Mayim Sha'olav Dalar Amas Bekarnas. Two reasons, says the Magen Avraham, from the Maril. the Trumas Hadeshin quotes this. Two reasons. First of all, Mishum Schita, Schita Seir, we're afraid that someone's going to squeeze his hair. Schita B'Seir, the Nisad Rabbana. Many Rishonim have that. What's more, we're afraid of Hotzah. We're afraid that you'll carry the water that's on you, Dalet Amos and a Carmelis. That's not a Rishus Rabbin there by the river, but it's a Carmelis. We're afraid you'll be Maver Dalet Amos and a Carmelis. So two Isurim, two reasons, there are two Gzeiras here. That's why you shouldn't be Rochetz Kogufa. There used to be Rochetz Kogufa by the Nohar. The Nohar is not a Rishus Ayochid, so there's a concern that you'll be Maver Dalet Amos and a Carmelis, and you'll come to Schita Seir. So we're up the creek without a paddle, up the river without the paddle, right? So even if you'll tell me that the Gzeres Mechatzos wasn't said in a private shower, and you'll tell me that the Gzeres Mechatzos wasn't said for lukewarm water, l'chora, you're still going to have a problem. Because it's also even Betzonin. There's an old minig, the Shumas Hadeshin and the Maril both said, there's an old minig not to wash even Betzonin. So the Achronim start to pilpul. Right, if you look at the Maril, different versions of the Maril, it's not clear exactly what the Gzeira was said. Right, which Gzeira was said over here? Is it talking about Dalet Amos Bekarmelis or Schita? So I want to suggest that if you look in the new Maril, it says that that even if there's no chashash of Havara Dalet Amos Bekarmelis, even if it's only Schita. See, if you look at the Maril, if you take the Maril the way the Mogen Avraham quotes it, if you hold that the only time Chazal made the Gzeira to be Rochetz Betzonin is if what? If you have both problems, both a problem of Schita and a problem of Maver Dalet Amos in a Karmelis, so then one could say that in a house, there's no Gzeira. The Gzeira is said by the river. There you have not only the problem of Schita, but you have Havar Dalet Amos in a Karmelis as well. But if you say like the Maril in Shuvah Sachadoshos, that they will go to even Babais, just mitam schita, they will go there. As long as there's a gzera of schita, there's always a gzera of schita. Whether it's bevayis or benohar, there's always a gzera that you can be sochet your hair if you wash kogufo in water, even if it's betzone. So if you say that it's even bevayis, right? So then we have no heta here. We have no heta because then this old minig not to wash even betzone should apply. So that's the question. This minig, this new minig that we have, not to wash even betzonin, what's the nature of this minig? What's the reason for the minig? Is it because of schita? Is it because of hotzah? Right, what's the concern? So if you say that it's only because of schita, then it's much more chamer. If you say that the dafka will go there, the mokom that you have both reasons, both schita and havara, and Hotzah, right? Mavrid al Aram's Bekarmelis, so then perhaps Bebayis, there might be room to be made. So there are multiple issues that the Poskim talk about over here. The first issue is whether the original Gzeiras Merchatz applies even Bebayis. Then, even if you'll tell me that it applies Bebayis, the question is what kind of temperature of the water? You can make the water a little bit cooler, it could be lukewarm. Does it apply by lukewarm water? And finally, the question that you have to ask yourself is whether there's a new minig, not to be Rochetz Betzonin Bechla. A new minig because of an Isser of Schita. We're afraid that you might be Sochet the Seder. What do we say? That minig was only said if there's a problem with Maver Dalet Amos Bekarmelis as well. So the post can basically say, since there are many reasons to be Machmer and there are reasons to be Mekel, the post can basically assume that L'chatchila one should not shower Kol Gufo B'Yomtev. It's best not to wash Kol Gufo B'Yomtev. So if Moshe's Psak to Rabbi Eider. Moshe writes at the end of that Shuvah in Simenai and Dalit, he says, Below Tsar, Yesh Lahachmer, Avshalom Atsinu Besifrei Rabbo Seinu Minik Zeh, Avshem Etztar Mechom Hayom Rasher Lohaka. What's he saying? Rav Moshe earlier in Tzivkot and Aleph had suggested that the shear of Chamimus Hamayim, that's awesome, Mitam de Gzeres Merchatz, is the shear that most people would wash in a typical weekday. But the problem is, there's this minig not to be rochetz even betzone. So even if you'll say that lukewarm water, the gzeres mechatz doesn't apply, but there's still a minig not to be rochetz betzone. So that's what he writes later in Os Gimel, that lechatchila one should be machmir. Because of this minig, even though he says it's not so clear, do we have this minig? The Magen Avraham calls it, do we have the minig? He says it's best to be machmir to that minig not to wash even betzonin, because we're afraid that you might come to schita seir. But he says, Moshe says, if you mitzvah because of the heat of the day, let's say it's very hot. If you're dancing on Simchas Torah, you know, if it's a 3-day Yom Tov and you're dancing on Simchas Torah and it gets very hot, you can hear, even if it's not a 3-day Yom Tov, it can get very hot sometimes on Simchas Torah. So if you feel bitzar, then there might be room to be made. That's what the Paiskim said. If you feel bitzar, then one would be allowed to take a shower on Yom Tov, because again, putting everything together, it could be that there's no Gzeres Mechatzos in a private shower anyway, it might just be in a Merchatz. It could be that for lukewarm water, the gezer was not said. So, of course, we're not going to be makel to warm up the shower as hot as you normally would warm it up. But at least to have a lukewarm shower, that you can do. But there's this minig that one shouldn't even wash in cold water. Well, it's not so clear. It was that minig said only by the nohar because we're afraid of the havara daladamas bekarmelis, or was it said no, even not benar? It was said even if the only gzera is a gzera of schita. Was it said only if you have two gzeras together, or even if you only have the gzera of schita? So because we're not sure where the gzeras were said, so b'makom tsar, we would be willing to be makel to allow the person to shower. Of course, one still has to be careful not to do schita. Right? You can't. You can wrap the towel around your head after the shower, but you shouldn't you know press on your hair to get the water out. One should be very careful not to be sochet a seyer. And of course, you have to use liquid soap. Liquid soap, right? You can't use solid soap. You can't smooth out the soap either. So as long as you use the liquid soap and you don't squeeze out your hair, then perhaps there's room to be makel b'makom tsar.